It is 8:13, Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here on this Thursday morning. Well, the State of the Union address happened a couple of weeks ago, and a local resident and her husband were able to get to take a trip to the State of the Union address, and among other things, and that through Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. And we were joined this morning by Sarah Miller. Sarah, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How about you?
Very good. Thanks so much for coming in with us this morning. So the first question I had, how did this all come about that the Congresswoman invited you and your husband?
You know, it's kind of a long story. I was the end of my first year of nursing school, I think, 2015? And I commented on one of her posts on Facebook about just having these lead service lines and having elevated lead levels and our water. And she replied, and her office got back to me, and she came to our home, talked to us about it all, and just was helping us try to figure what's going to happen here. And, you know, she's kind of kept in contact us with throughout this whole situation. Mm-hmm. And last September, we finally got our service line fixed. And I don't know, me and her just kind of got along really well, and we can relate. She could relate to us, you know, as a mom with two little kids, just going through nursing school. My husband, you know, he works too. And so in December, she called us, and I think I was in the middle of sleeping because I work third shift, and woke up to our congresswoman calling us. So that was kind of a fun little conversation. And she asked me if I'd want to go, and you know, she only got one ticket, so I only got to go into the State of the Union. Okay. My husband actually hung out in her office with her staff, and she flew both of us out there, and we stayed for, I think, like 4 days.
Wow, that's really cool. And, you know, the thing is, no matter your political leanings, Sherry Bustos, and meeting her in person, getting to talk to her a couple times and getting to interview her, she's a really, really nice person and engaging, and would be easy. It seems like it'd be easy to become friends with her.
Right. You know? Yeah. She just can relate to anyone, and she just is really a nice person. Yeah,
and doesn't talk down to you.
No, she doesn't at all. She really tries to help people figure out their problems.
Yeah, seems to genuinely care.
Right, yeah.
People, so, yeah. Yep. So, that's a really cool thing. So you get the call. I mean, was there any hesitation? Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how I was. It's like, oh my gosh, I'd love to. Yeah, there's no hesitation. I mean, any State of the Union, I mean, that it's just an amazing experience. It's once in a lifetime. I mean, each congressman or woman and Senate, you know, they only get one seat, extra seat. So, I mean, we probably will never be able to go to that again, but it was just amazing.
Yeah, kind of a once in a lifetime
opportunity. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it had to be interesting because I've never even been to D.C. I've never watched a session in Springfield. That had to be actually kind of interesting, and to see these people that, like, I mean, I guess some of them think they're celebrities, but in right. some way they are, because you see so much of them, you hear so much of them, and, you know, that's got to be kind of surreal to see all that in action.
Right. Well, earlier that day, we kind of were with her from 11 o'clock in the morning until the State of the Union, and so we went and watched her vote a couple times, and it was just like walking in and sitting up in the gallery, and, like, you're just like, oh, that's so-and-so, and that's, you know, and it's like, wow, like, it's so weird to see. It's surreal to see them in person.
Did you like, okay, the TV makes them look way better than they look. Did you see any of that?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing also some of these guys are, like, wearing makeup for TV and stuff. Did you notice that or not? I mean, could you up in the gallery?
No, I couldn't notice.
I just kind of wonder, because it kind of looks like that. I will always wonder about that. It's like, okay, they know they're going to be on TV.
Right.
When they're doing this, whether it's C-SPAN or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever they're voting on. But, so, okay, well.
No, they all look pretty much about the same. It was kind of funny. I was like, oh, they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know, and it was cool getting to see, you know, I mean, just in general, seeing the president and then Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and just everyone. It was just insane. Yeah. And then, like, at one point I looked down and then there's, like, Bernie Sanders sitting there. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? It's just kind of cool just to see everyone.
Was Bernie's hair crazy, by the way? Was it all sticking out?
No, not that I noticed. All of his hair, no.
just had to ask that one. So in the whole process, like during the day ahead of time or afterwards, did a chance to meet any what you would consider, like, maybe celebrity politician?
Well, we got to, before the actual State of the Union, we went to a couple of receptions. So we went to Dick Durbin's reception and met Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and just some of the Illinois congressmen and stuff. And then We also went to Nancy Pelosi's reception, too, and there was a lot of people there. So that was really neat. We had to take a picture of Nancy Pelosi, and, I mean, we just saw a lot of people. It was, I mean, at hers, it was much bigger than, like, the Illinois one, and it was just kind of overwhelming with how many people were there, and then all of their guests. We met one guest who was a participant in the Miss Puerto Rico, and she actually just graduated nursing school, so we actually talked quite a bit just about that. We kind of had that in common, so...
Sarah Miller joining us this morning, Galesburg resident, an RN at OSF over in Peoria, and got a chance to go to the State of the Union address, a guest of Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, among other things you got to do. So, like, ahead of time, did she say when she talked to you ahead of time, it's like, okay, well, this, you know, here's kind of the attire, at least, you know, dress up or that kind of thing, or for these other events?
No, she didn't really tell us what, like, I mean, we just kind of dressed up just because it was kind of a big deal. And no, like, we got a play-by-play of what was going to happen that day. And, I mean, we got to actually spend a lot more time with her than we thought we were going to, because we went to lunch with her. We went and voted with her. We watched her do a couple TV interviews. I did one phone interview with her. And we just kind of, it was just crazy the whole day. I mean, it was surreal.
So I'm guessing it was a really long day, too, because with the stuff afterwards, how late did you go into the night?
Well, we actually flew in that day, too. Oh, so we were up at 3 a.m., and I think we left her office at midnight.
Direct from Quad Cities to D.C.?
Quad Cities to Chicago.
To Chicago to D.C. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. So and how late did you end up going and doing things till?
I mean, we were at her office until midnight.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was long day.
That does make for a long day. But that's not all you did, though. I mean, you said you were there for several days, so you got to do some other things. And when I had contacted you, I said, well, hey, can you come on maybe a Friday? And like, well, we're actually, or Thursday, I think it was, and say, well, no, you got actually a tour of the White House, which that I don't think that happens as much anymore. Explain how that all came about.
Well, her office asked us what we wanted to do, and we just said, you know, if we could, we'd like to do a tour of the White House, a tour of the, you know, the Capitol, just as much as we could. And so she set up, her office set up tickets to the White House, and they gave us a private tour of the Capitol, and it was really neat. She gave us, like, the members tour of the White House. That was pretty cool. And we went with a couple of her staff members, the younger ones, because they had never seen it either.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, she treats her staff, like, really well. I mean, it's crazy. They, like, I was just like, oh, wow, like, you guys are interns, and she lets you guys do this? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. What was your impression of the White House? That's got to kind of be cool to see with the history and everything.
Yeah.
Is it nice? Does it look like the parts you get to see look like a house at all, or like offices? Or
It's not offices. It was just, like, really, like, the dining room was huge. I mean, it was just all the main floor, so it was really neat. You got to see all the different, like, each president gets to pick their own, like, china, so they had, like, a display of all the different, like, you know, so that was really neat. And getting to be outside, out front, like, it was just surreal being up close and seeing all that.
See, we were speculating that maybe you actually saw the president and said, see this dining room? It's very big. Gosh. It's a bigly, huge room. No, he wasn't around?
No,
just checking.
I know. That would have been fun, though.
Just saying, okay, so you got the White House tour and the Capitol. Again, I've never been, so I guess that was kind of neat getting the kind of behind the scenes look at it.
We got behind the scenes the day we went, because we went through all the tunnels. Like, after the State of the Union, I got lost in the tunnels. There's, like, two tunnels, and I'm like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And then I went down this flight of stairs, and I was, like, I was blown off my feet. I ran into Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Really?
Yeah, he was there. So that was just really funny.
Was he, like, lost also?
No. Okay. I think I was the only one lost. But I finally made it back to her office. But I was just like, I can't believe I ran into Bill Nye the Science
Guy. That is really cool. So you're, like, you know, 400 feet below Washington, D.C. down in these tunnels. And, well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things you guys got to do while you were there?
We went to the National Archives and saw all the old documents. And then we went to the Supreme Court. And saw the big, you know, the room and stuff. And let's see, what else did we do? We went to Arlington Cemetery, saw the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. I think those were the big things that we did.
Walked
the mall.
Okay, anything that kind of really struck you in there? You're like, wow, the history, and this just, you know, kind of touched you. And, like, this is, you know, where it kind of all started and that type of thing? Or
I think the big one was, it was like, when you're in the White House and you look out and you can see Washington Monument and just all that, it's like, wow, this just is so beautiful. You don't feel like you're in the middle of this huge city.
Yeah.
And you don't. And it's crazy. And it's like, wow, this is what it's not what it looked like in the beginning, but it's crazy. And then in the middle of the Capitol, there's a spot where it's like, it's the center of everything. So that was really neat to kind of see, too.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. So, again, courtesy of Congresswoman Sherry Bustos, got to go to the State of the Union. And so your husband, Tim, so you said you're at the State of the Union. He's just kind of hanging out in her office.
And
what were his impressions? Kind of, I'm sure they're probably like watching on TV, see what we can see and that type of thing.
Yeah. He actually likes hanging out with them. They were just a really fun group. And, yeah, they watched it, and then they were – I'm not for sure what all they did. They had a blast, though. He was just like, I had a great time.
Kind of like a Super Bowl party.
I guess,
State of
the Union party, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of good. So you mentioned going to some of the receptions and stuff. Like, is there, like, food and drink or what?
Yeah, so, like, it was really funny because Dick Durbin had, like, pulled pork and mac and cheese and, like, greens. And it was really great. And then we went to Nancy Pelosi's, and it was all very fancy food. And, you know, it was really good. It was just this huge table of food. It was crazy.
So did Sherry host one herself, or just this is kind of the senior members kind of?
I think so. I'm not for sure how that works. Yeah, because like I said, Dick Durbin threw his, and that was in his office. That was kind of cool. His office had some interesting history. I can't remember all about it, but they were telling us.
So we're talking to hosters. You're talking like a really big office, though.
It's not really big, but it's like a couple rooms. Like all their offices. Like her office, I think, is like 3 or 4 rooms. Not huge, but you know, because she has all of her interns and then her staff and. Yeah, so she has, like, one room that's an office that's for her, and then the rest is where her.
Yeah, really cool. It sounds like you had a great time, though.
Oh, it was amazing.
So, what you said, 4 days worth, and then trip home, and then you needed rest. But
yeah, and then I went to work that night.
But then you went to work, yeah. And working third shift, my goodness. So what time did you actually get back in, and then how much longer until you had to go into work?
I think we got in at 11 a.m. In Quad Cities, so then I just went home and went to bed, and
then got up and went to work.
Yep, got up and went to work.
My celebrity, my 15 minutes is gone, and now I'm back to being a real person again, right?
Yep, taking care of people. It was kind of fun. And everyone asked me about my job and, you know, thanked us for, you know, my husband's a police officer, you know, so we both take care of people. And so it's just, it was kind of funny because we're both just like, well, it's just our job. Like, that's just what we do.
Yeah. Well, that's what I think it's especially for those that have been there a long time, they kind of forget what the real world's like sometimes. Yeah. So it's like, oh, yeah, cool.
That's pretty interesting.
People actually do these things for a living.
Right, and want to do it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, and you talk about how tough it's been this, you know, with the flu and everything.
Right.
Working at a hospital. I mean, man.
St. Francis has been full, so it's been crazy.
Yeah, not easy. Yeah. Sarah Miller joining us this morning. Again, got to go to the State of the Union address and many other things courtesy of Congresswoman Sherry Bustos. Anything else, any impressions you'd like to kind of pass along?
The biggest thing that I can't get over is just how great she was and how great her office treated us. And they really do try to help people out. So it was just great getting to see that firsthand. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, Sarah, thanks so much for taking some time to come in with us this morning and talk about your experience. Sounds like that. I mean, your politics don't matter. You get invited to do something like that. It's a really cool experience.
Right,
and
exactly.
Like I said, getting to see all these people is like, oh, yeah, I know. Oh, there's that guy and that one.
Right,
this one,
right.
And that's a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on getting to do it. And thanks so much for what you and Tim do for our communities as well. Oh, appreciate it.
Thank you.